is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features on the site, so enjoy them on us. All free for you at freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls where Jim is on the line listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello, Jim. Oh, you got to turn down the radio, Jim.
If you don't turn down the radio,
I'm going to have to put you back on hold. Yeah, please. It's driving me crazy. Yeah, we're going to get... Okay. There we go. All right, put him back on hold. Let's go to the next call. We'll talk to Roy in wherever the hell you are. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Roy?
Not too much. I'm moving into an apartment, but I actually heard you talking about the issue with California, like secession and all that.
Yes.
And have you heard any news on the bill that, well, I guess the New Hampshire introduced? I think it was HCR 6 or something like that.
Yeah, that's what we started out the show with.
Yeah, we actually had the guy, one of the co-sponsors of the bill on the show, Paul Ingwertson, and we talked about it, and, you know, you can go back and hear the archives at, if you go to freetalklive.com tonight at 11 p.m., you'll be able to get the whole thing.
Oh, okay. What is the status on that so far? Like, what do you think the chances are of it passing? Because that seems like passing now would be, like, a big deal for the whole patriot movement. Because at least it'd be, like, doing something, because I haven't seen a whole lot of action yet.
Yeah, he seemed pretty optimistic about it, and from what I understand, there was a hearing earlier this week, or I guess in the midpoint of this week, in Concord, New Hampshire, where a bunch of activists got together and went up for this. They said the room was packed with 30 to 50 people showing up to this hearing. So certainly the so-called representatives that were on this panel that were doing the hearing got a real earful, I think, from the people that had showed up for it. So I would say that all things are pointing in a positive direction at this point. Whether or not it actually ends up making it through the full House, and if the governor will sign it, is another thing entirely, but it seems to be...
I don't know that it's a House resolution.
It's a resolution?
I think it just has to make it through the House. I'm not sure.
Since it's not an actually binding piece of legislation, it may not have to go further than that, is what you're saying?
He said it could get killed, and even if it didn't make it through the Senate. If it makes it through the House, that in and of itself
is
huge, because there are 400 people in New Hampshire's House. It's the third largest lawmaking body in the world.
Wow.
And, you know, to get voted on by that many people and approved, it's a big thing. New Hampshire's House is actually filled with normal people that get paid $100 a year in order to be there. So they, you know, they're not there for the money.
Then they're not like, you know, paid off or anything like that.
Well, they're not as corrupt as the rest of.
They're brainwashed. You would believe
that? Yeah, a lot of them are still power seekers. I mean, they're in the job not for the money, but because they want to wield power over other people's lives. But I would say that all indicators at this point are pretty positive on this particular piece of legislation. And of course, if you continue listening to Free Talk Live, we will keep you in the loop. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, actually, because like with that kind of legislation, it seems like it'd be at least like the first kind of like an ultimatum, because like the biggest fear I've been having is that the whole patriot movement would kind of like stall out. Like I had. Like, with all the things that are getting passed and the government, like, bailouts and everything, it's almost kind of worrisome that, like, no one's really doing anything except for something like that legislation. They're like, that's a big deal.
Well, now this is just, I would say, the success level of this particular piece of legislation is just an extension of those who are doing something, those who are in support of liberty. And you mentioned the patriot movement, and I don't really even know how that's defined. But I would say
it's kind of like a loose thing. I think it's just
I would say the patriot movement has been relatively ineffective at doing anything, period, in the past, and except for, you know, spreading DVDs around or whatever.
Well, what have any movements done?
Right. Well, that's why I was going to say that the Free State Project, I think, is the movement that is going to have the effect you're looking for. If what you're looking if what you're looking for is to achieve liberty in your lifetime, then the only sensible solution, from my understanding, is to gather liberty-minded people together in the same geographic region in order to make things happen.
Because if we're scattered all over the place, we can't really do anything, because all, like, the neighbors will be like, oh, who's this guy?
Hey, absolutely. So I have to ask, are you a participant in the Free State Project?
Not right now. I finally just got a job and everything. But, I actually would like to look at jobs up there, because that's definitely something I'd like to be involved in, because I'd like to do something with everything that's going on.
Well, sign up now, and then, you know, that way you're focusing your intention on what it is you'd like to get.
Right. Head over to freestateproject.org, read the statement of intent, and if you can agree with it, it essentially says that you believe the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property, which means you can believe or you can also believe within that parameter that the maximum role is nothing. sign up over at freestateproject.org and start making plans to get up here, because hundreds of people have moved already, and it's one of the reasons why there were 50 people in that hearing, because a bunch of them were free staters going out like there and standing up for freedom.
Like, that's the whole thing about the concentration, is you can get more people in an area who all kind of have like the same freedom beliefs, and if they get something big moving like that, then it could have like a cascade effect.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be surprised if Texas did something like this.
And let me tell you, the statists are frustrated. They don't know quite what to do. They're paralyzed by the fact that they've never had to deal with this kind of activism before because the free staters are not just active in the political realm. A number of them are also active in the realm of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, which is really powerful. And so when these things start happening, the government people look at it and they don't really know how to handle it, because they're only used to dealing with people who are working within their set of parameters and within the rules that they've set up. And people that are working on the outside of those rules are very confusing to them. Let me give you an example of what happened this morning. We've got a local talk show that some of the local activists make a point of calling in on and talking about pro-liberty ideas on this kind of local politico Saturday morning show, where it's basically a couple of city councilors that come in and take phone calls from other politicos. So now they've got their phone lines blowing up with phone calls coming in from people who believe in freedom, and the conversations are interesting, number one, but what happens after a freedom caller gets off the phone is some statist will call in and...
Oh, yeah, like a plant.
Well, they're not plants. They're just doing, you know, they're just stating their beliefs and they're stating their frustration. But essentially, what they're saying is that there were two calls this morning from sort of stick in the mud old fuddy duddies who were saying that, well, I don't think you should let these people on your airwaves. They have their own show on Saturday nights. You should let them call your show. And so basically, they don't have anything coherent to say. They don't have a salient point.
Like, substance.
Exactly. They have no real point to make. So all they can do is attack your person. They went after Mark, my co-host here, because he had a run-in with the law back when he was 18. Which is a pretty serious one. Yeah, it ended up
17.
With you. It ended up with you in prison for 9 years. And all they can say is that, well, one of those free staters was bad 20 years ago.
Yeah, let's talk about something that happened the last two decades.
I'd like to show them numbers on how many people in our government are bad and compare the ratio.
Well, they'll tell you, and they'll say that their government people are good government people. They'll say their government is running smoothly as a government can run, and that everything is fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to plug more into what's going on up here, head over to freestateproject.org. Definitely get signed up and start planning the move, because I'm telling you, it's like you said, people are too scattered about where they are right now, and if you stay where you are, what's going to change?
Yeah, you have to have, like, at least get one thing done like that. And then it'd have like a cascade effect, because then if it happened, the news media wouldn't be able to sit there and say, and use their typical propaganda techniques or whatever.
Well, and here's an exciting thing. The liberty activists up here in New Hampshire are creating their own media. So we've got Free Talk Live. The show you're listening to is originating from Keene, New Hampshire. There's Free Minds TV, which is a cable access TV show that's spreading across cable access stations in the Northeast. We've got our own newspaper up here, the New Hampshire Free Press. And there are more shows coming out and more media being created.
That's the biggest thing you got to do right there, because that's one of the almost like one of the, I guess you say, enemy or whatever. The whole freedom movement is that the media, like, you know, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, they're all compromised.
And even the local newspapers are lapdogs for the local government. So you have to create your own media if you want to get your message out accurately. And that's what's happening here in New Hampshire. And where else is it going on? I mean, besides the here and there, maybe occasional cable access TV show where you might be, that's even a rarity. So it's really...
Those ones, and like a lot of people don't really go to them as much as they'll go to like the mainstream ones. So you definitely got to start local and then hopefully build something bigger.
That's what we're doing up here. Freestateproject.org for more information. Good talking to you. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-555-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's a live Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com. Features include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and even a webcam version of the show. Plus, we've launched a brand-new streaming audio network called the Liberty Radio Network. You can get all of that over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all of that for free. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI as we continue here with your phone calls about what you want. We'll go to Steve listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. Hey. I don't know the breadth and depth of secession, but my hypothetical is, if California secedes from the United States, that also includes the water territory as well for California off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Can Russia just come in and invade California?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure they could try. I guess there are still a few gun owners in California, so they might be able to defend themselves.
Invasions are kind of tough in occupied, you know, land with, you know, sea vehicles. It's one thing when you're talking about storming the beaches of Iwo Jima, which was, you know, largely unoccupied island in the middle of the Pacific. It's another thing entirely when you're talking about taking a beach of an occupied area, and most of California occupied. I suppose you could compare some of the northern coast to Normandy, but they're going to have one hell of a time.
Yeah, and how many troops does Russia even have anyway?
Like I said, it's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
How about this? Is California open at that point to sell their stake to another country like Japan?
How would that work?
Well, I mean, I don't know. They're receiving federal aid right now. If they secede, this is going to cut off the federal aid. If they're looking for money, they can basically just, you know, whore themselves out to...
Wait a minute. Is California... You said they're receiving federal aid. I would think California's a donor state.
Well...
I don't have the details in front of me, but there's such a big economy out there in California, even though the state is obviously siphoning off quite a bit for themselves. It would seem that they're probably sending more to the federal government than they're receiving.
Well, it's not the people of the state of California are sending a great deal of money to the federal government, where the state of California then goes with its hands out, please let us have more money.
Well, I mean, that's Schwarzenegger. Give me $5 billion for the next 3 years. No big deal.
Well, yeah, true.
Yeah, it's not like he's really asking the federal government. I mean, you know, to some extent, he's saying, "Hey, can I have some of the tax money that my citizens paid into your big monopoly that you've got going here?"
Right.
So, I think that they could handle solvency if they were taxing their citizens to the percentage or even half the percentage the federal government is taxing them, and you know, tried to provide for them at that point, some kind of protection. You know, most of the countries in the world get protection from the United States, if only by the size of our Navy. You know, we keep shipping lanes clear. So, you know, many of the 170-something UN states out there, they really do benefit off of our, military power.
I was just wondering if it gave California the option to be absorbed by another nation. If they wanted to.
It seems unlikely that if a secession movement had burgeoned to the point where they were willing to pull away from the United States, that they would all of a sudden want to just latch on to yet another central government. Although, I guess it's a possibility. I don't see how likely it is, though.
Okay. Well,
thanks for the idea. Thanks for the discussion. Appreciate it.
All right, 800, guys,
yep. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Sean in Tennessee. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you this evening?
Just super, Sean. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm a podcast listener. A couple nights ago, Ian, you pierced me through the heart.
Oh, no. What did I do?
You called me and my esteemed brothers lazy bureaucrats.
What do you do?
I'm an air traffic controller.
Well, I didn't say we're all lazy.
I know. I'm not lazy. As a matter of fact, none of my brothers are. However, we are part of the government, and that stigma follows us. You had a gentleman call in that obviously got lousy service from my brothers up there in New York area.
Mm-hmm.
And he was commenting about U.S. Air 1549 that landed in the Hudson. And, between the controllers and the pilots, everybody did a sterling job. I've listened to the tapes. First of all, let me tell you, I've worked down at Memphis Center. I'm the safety rep down here at the center. I've been a controller for about 20 years.
Okay.
I've listened to the control tapes, the ATC tapes. I have not listened to the cockpit voice recorder. I don't even know if it's been released, but, you know, if it's there, it's on Google, YouTube, whatever. But everything happened from takeoff to that aircraft safely landing in the Hudson, and that's kind of an oxymoron, safe landing in water, but that was the best thing he could have done. Everything happened in the space of about 5 minutes. From the time the aircraft or the pilot reported the bird strike until the controller told him radar contact lost, and he obviously was unable to communicate with the aircraft at that point because normally when they go below radar, they go below radio communications capability, mm-hmm. 2 minutes and 20 seconds. If you were to ask the pilot or the controller how long that was, they probably would have said 5-6 minutes. Time slows down.
Sure.
But training kicks in. The pilot of that aircraft, my understanding is he was the safety training officer for U.S. Air. I'm not completely sure, but they're all trained the same way. That airspace up there is incredibly complex. New York TRACON, they run LaGuardia, JFK, Teterboro, Newark. And that gentleman called and he slammed the ATC because he got the call sign wrong. But if you listen to the tapes, he was talking between the aircraft he was talking to, the supervisors and the other controllers in his facility and the other facilities. He ended up talking to LaGuardia, Teterboro.
Well, to his credit,
he talked to 19 people in 2 minutes.
Yeah, to his credit, he apparently it was actually the airplane that got their call sign wrong initially, so that was probably what caused the confusion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, clearly there are some people out there that are doing a really good job, but the reality
is
that wherever you've got bureaucrats, there is a lack of incentive to do a better job. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree that air traffic control, anything the government does, just by the fact that it currently exists, proves it can be marketized. Just because the government does something doesn't mean that they're the most brilliant group of people and they came up with the idea first. Like you said, before the governments existed, roads were there.
Right.
You know,
I think that you can actually, that you can have brilliant people and still them being the government will have them incentivized in the wrong directions. They'll spend way too much money solving problems. Even if they solve the problems as well as we would solve them in the free market, they spend far too much money doing it. And I think a case in point on that is NASA. I mean, they're rocket scientists and they still spend all kinds of money to blow things up.
Hey, thank you for the call tonight. Glad you stepped forward to defend your job. 800-259-9231. One of my favorite examples of the air traffic bureaucracy was a John Stossel special from around the turn of the century, where I'll explain here in a moment. It was hilarious. More coming up. You bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life-change tea battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better, lose weight. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year. Completely free for you at freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's FTL at LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls about whatever you want. It's Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there.
Stephen, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, if what I'm going to say is inappropriate, then please, by all means, cut me off. But I would like to sort of pimp a very important book that's going to come out on the 9th.
Okay.
By Professor Thomas Woods, author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History.
Isn't he also the guy that did the Lincoln book? Or that was the Thomas DiLorenzo, wasn't it?
That was DiLorenzo, yeah.
Okay.
Tom Woods has written a book. It's called Meltdown, A Free Market Look at Why the Stock Market Collapsed, The Economy Tanked, and the Government Bailouts Will Make Things Worse, forwarded by Ron Paul. I would encourage the listeners to do what I did, pre-order the book using the Free Talk Live Amazon link. What is that called again?
It's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter that link, and Free Talk Live gets a cut.
That's what I did. I pre-ordered it from Amazon.
Great.
Using your link. Just one more real quick thing. I know the phones are really packed tonight. There's a free chapter of the book available at meltdownthebook.com.
Meltdownthebook.com. So sounds like a good one. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's it.
Thanks for the call and the recommendation. 800-259-9231. You know those Liberty people and their books. They love those things.
They love the books.
All right, so we continue here. Mike is on the line in Florida, listening to WFTL. Hello, Mike. Mike, are you out there? Going once. Mike in Florida, going twice. Sounded like a cell phone. Let's put him back on hold. Maybe he'll pick up a better cell. Let's try instead Eric in Florida, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Eric, are you there?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
I actually just wanted to hear you guys' opinion on the stimulus package that's trying to be passed to the Senate now.
Yes. It's a bunch of crap. The idea that politicians can pork us out of a recession it's just silly. It's the broken window fallacy all over again. Okay, so we build new bridges and repave roads and do all that stuff that wouldn't necessarily have been done this year because we want to put people to work and all that other stuff. Well, you know, I mean, that's not the market at play, and it's only going to cause people who are getting taxed in order to pay for these things to hold onto their money more tightly, and then they're not going to spend it freely on all these sales that are going on, Big Lots or, Best Buy and all these other places. So more of those businesses are going to go out of business, like Linens and Things and Circuit City, and you're just going to see the spiral effect. Then the government's going to say, we need more stimulus. We're going to tax the crap out of more people. And so they're going to go deeper and deeper in people's pockets. And this is the same thing that happened with the Great Depression. Is the fact is it wouldn't have lasted the 10 or 11 years that it did last as a result of all the spending that Roosevelt did.
Wasn't the first stimulus supposed to save everything?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Now they need another $1 trillion, right? That's where this one's coming up to. They're saying it's 780 to 800 something billion, and that's at its current point. But now apparently it's split off into two different stimulus packages, and they're arguing about which one it should be. They'll probably end up piling on another $500 trillion before it ends up going through. I mean, the whole idea that the government extracting your money from you by force, essentially, through the inflation process, is going to solve any sort of economic problems. It's just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic and extracting money and extracting wealth from the productive class.
It's putting a bigger hole in the Titanic, too.
Yeah. It's just ludicrous in how anybody can think this is going to do anything besides enrich certain people in specific industries, they're fooling themselves. Your thoughts?
Well, I do agree with you guys that spending that much money can only hurt us, but if you do spend, like, small amounts of money, I mean, like, little small amounts, there's, like, a couple billion, not, you know, 800 to 900, a trillion, then you can actually help us. You'd put it in the right places, like, put it in the hands of people that will spend it. You know, put in maybe some tax incentives for businesses.
But wait a minute. Hold on a second. Your premise is incorrect.
Tax incentives aren't the same thing as taxes. You know that, right?
Your premise is incorrect. The only thing the government can do to help the economy, and they're not going to do this, the only thing the government can do is to get the hell out. Is to stop doing what they're doing, stop regulating, stop controlling, stop passing more legislation, stop printing money, and just allow the marketplace to come to its own fixes, to have the corrections happen, whatever needs to happen, to allow those things to happen, and then to leave their hands off into the future, Eric.
So you don't think that if they just step out, then we'll just continue on this current trend? You think it's just going to write its own self?
Well, I think that there's a better chance that the market will write itself than the government writing the market. Eric, do you have any examples of the government writing the market?
Well, I mean, Reaganomics is a good example. Just like, you know, massive tax cuts that actually trickle down. But in that case, I don't think it's going to work right now just because.
Well, Reaganomics is a lack of government comparative to the 70s, 90% tax brackets and stuff like that. So what you're talking about is, you know, a lessening of government. I don't like to use the term privatization or deregulation because those are such loaded terms. But that's a lessening of government in there. So that's not a good example. Do you have an example?
What was the example you asked for?
I would like to see an example of the government actually getting us out of a recession, oppression. But you pick the monetary disaster and tell me the government policy anywhere in the world. You could pick anywhere in the world that has managed to get us out of that disaster.
Oh, no, I don't think there's one where they can step in and spend a bunch of money on, you know, in creating their own ideas of jobs and stuff. But I was saying that in the past, you know, Reagan, as part of the government, did do something to get us out of a situation like that.
Ron Reagan increased the size of government by, I think it was 69%.
But he reduced taxes, and that's an important integral part. I mean,
how do you reduce taxes and increase the size of government?
You mortgage your grandchildren's future. That's the Republicans' whole premise in the last.
Okay, so then it doesn't matter that he reduced taxes because somebody's going to have to pay the piper, right?
Somebody at some point, yes. Yeah.
So one more question for you guys. What do you guys think about the idea? I forgot who the guy that had it, but he wanted to just have a tax holiday. I think it was for 90 days, I think it was.
I'd like to have a tax holiday for the next 90 years.
Yeah, that sounds good.
The fact is,
good luck on passing that one to him.
Oh,
but,
absolutely true. But look, Ron Paul said in his 2008 run, in 2007, that if we did away with the IRS entirely, all of the income taxes, that we would then revert to a government the size of 1997. Do you think the government was too big, too intrusive in 1997?
Now, let's see, 1997, that would make Clinton the president?
Doesn't matter. Does it matter who the president was?
Oh, I don't know. 1997 didn't seem like a bad time for government, no.
Well, so you didn't
it was
think
a good time for the economy. However, the government's kind of like this bull rider that rides the bull. If the bull's happy, the bull rider does well. If the bull is unhappy, the bull rider does poorly.
So you don't think the government was too big, too oppressive, too intrusive?
Well,
in 1997?
Tell the people at Ruby Ridge or Waco, you know, Ilion Gonzalez. Tell him that you didn't think the government was too
big. Yeah, well, 1997, I was like 10 years old.
Okay. Understood. That's a fair answer then.
The government was gigantic in 1997, and doing away with the income tax would bring it back down from titanic to gigantic.
From enormous to pretty darn big. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls, and we talk to Daniel, listening to KUSA in Washington. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, a few minutes ago, you had somebody on there talking about crime, and I had a situation where my car was broken into and they stole my wallet and a checkbook.
Oh, geez.
And actually, it was on a Sunday, and they went to one of these check cashing places and tried to cash a check for $500. The guy called me, and so I got his name. So I called the detective on Monday, the next day, and I was all excited because I knew exactly where this guy, his name, and where he lived.
All right, I want to find out what happened here in moments. Hang on, we're going to bring you back for more. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. you need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. And if you like this show, you can help support Free Talk Live by learning how to promote the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on the air in more places, get into more people's ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. See the whole list of things. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Daniel, continuing with his call from Washington, listening to KUSA. Daniel, you had said that your car was broken into, that you had pretty certain evidence of who it was that was committing the crime because they tried to essentially cash a check in the amount of $500 when the bank called you on it. So you had some pretty damning information against whoever the culprit was, correct?
Correct, yeah. I had the description, had them on video surveillance. It was one of these cash a check outfits that was on. It was on a Sunday they tried to cash the check.
Mm-hmm.
And got the license plate of the car. A friend of mine who does tenant screening actually gave me some information and some criminal information on him, so I knew where the kid lived. He was 6'4", you know, 250 pounds, Caucasian. I actually drove by that night with a friend of mine, saw the car in his driveway. Next day called the detective that was handling my case, figured they'd be thrilled with the information, and basically said there's nothing they can do.
There's nothing thinking, wow. They could do.
They said, yep. They said, well, I said, well, you know, we've got him on surveillance. And they said, yeah, but, you know, the public defender is going to probably say, hey, maybe this kid was doing some yard work. Maybe somebody wrote him the check, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just thinking, wow, do we need to go back to the old West when everybody kind of took justice into their own hands?
So what you're telling me is the cops had nothing but excuses as to why it was they would not take action on this?
Exactly.
You know what? And it's so ludicrous, the excuses, because the cops, when they want you, they'll go and they'll spend unending amounts of money to try to bring you in and put you in a jail cell. When they're ready to go after somebody, money is no object to them. So it's not about, you know, what it would cost or whether or not the DA would reject it or whoever, the defense attorney, rather, would reject their approach, because there's no penalty for the police. If the police bring this case against this guy, and apparently you've got some pretty damning evidence, if they bring this case and the judge does decide, well, sorry, this is just not good enough, then it gets thrown out of court and nobody loses on their side.
Did they dust your car for prints?
No.
You know, this is the one...
when you send a police officer over.
You know, this is the one thing that, you know, people on TV, when you watch TV, and this is where you get the cop propaganda, is, you know, at every crime scene, there's cops milling all about, dusting for mm-hmm. prints. No, those cops are busy out writing tickets because their superiors send them out to, generate revenue. Catching a car burglar generates no revenue.
That's true.
Catching speeders generates all kinds of revenue, to the point that there's line items for fines in municipal and state coffers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame, but we've been duped. And I know that these cops would love to do that. That's what they want to do. They want to catch criminals. They got into the business to catch criminals. However, the majority of their manpower is out after vice crimes and speeding tickets.
And not all of them want to catch criminals, Mark, because the cop that he was dealing with could have done something about this, right? They could have moved ahead on this case, but it was much easier for them to do nothing.
Yeah.
So they have no incentive. So even if some cops want to catch criminals, if they're working with other cops that don't really care, and you happen to get a cop that doesn't really care, you can't do anything about it as the consumer of their services. You're forced to pay for them whether or not they protected and served you.
Right. If you could, would you have fired those cops?
Absolutely.
But you can't, because they'll take your house away.
Yeah, that's exactly what they'll do.
That's because they pay for it with property taxes, and that's what I mean by take your house away. You can't stop funding the police because they're funded through coercion.
Then they'll call you the criminal if you decide to withhold funds.
Yeah, you can believe they'll be at your house with guns if you try to, pay your property taxes and then stay there after they've sold your house as though they have the right to do such a thing. They'll come there with guns, and they'll darn sure drag you off, but not this guy that you pretty much had dead to rights on burglary.
So, Daniel, would you say that after all of this, you were protected and served by the police?
I would say not, and it's just common sense. I mean, you look at probable cause with all of the factors. This kid that did this has a criminal history. Mm. They got him on videotape. I mean, it's just, common sense, if you lay the evidence before the judge, it's just common sense. This kid did it.
Yeah, but that would require actually having to spend the time and effort to put together that evidence to put in front of the judge, to fill out whatever paperwork they would have to fill out. It would require them to actually put in some effort, and, as Mark pointed out, there's no real money in it for their system, so they've no real incentive to go out there and do anything. They don't care about what their public image is really like. They don't care if their public image is that they're going around beating up kids for having a joint. They don't care if their public image is shiftless, lazy bureaucrats, because they know that they'll get their budget next year either way.
Right, that's the top-end brass that feels that way.
Right, and this is so true, and it's so sad that people have to find this out the hard way, because a lot of people are, again, raised on this idyllic vision of what a police officer is supposed to be. Like you say, Mark, we see them on television, whether it's Andy Griffith or CSI or whatever it is that people are watching. They have this idea of what police are supposed to be like, and then when the reality strikes, and it strikes hard, turns out it's just not that way. What a disappointment, huh? Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with Livewire, listening to WFTL in Florida. Livewire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. First, I have a question. Isn't that Obama guy up for a Grammy tomorrow night?
Is who?
Obama.
Is he up for a Grammy? I don't pay attention to the music world, so I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking maybe he seems like he can do everything. That's what I kind of hear in the music.
Gotcha.
I keep thinking that with the financial situation in America and trying to build some sort of stimulus, we should, those that are in charge need to put together a tour of Fort Knox, the depository for U.S. gold, supposedly, that would still be there. And I was thinking, again, maybe five people would actually be allowed in, and Ian and Mark, you guys could sure be allowed to go on this tour. And then we'd load up some cameras on a forklift, and we'd drive the forklift into Fort Knox, and if necessary, we'll move around a few pallets. That way we can see that there's some gold, one stack behind the next stack behind the next stack. And then if we happen to not find, it should take 15 minutes to drive in there and drive around and see what's going on. And if we don't find any gold there, then I would have to say at that point we're in a depression.
I know there are a lot of people that have speculated on whether or not there actually is gold in Fort Knox, but let's say for a moment there is gold in Fort Knox. So? What's that mean?
Well, at least in the early days, maybe when many a year ago, the amount of bills that were being produced at the mints was supposed to be comparable in value to their weight in gold. You know?
Right. Well, there used to be gold and silver backing to the currency in this country.
Right, and that was prior to 1913.
Right. Well, they actually have silver certificates that you can get up to like 1934 or whatever.
Right. And there was backing for foreign debtors up until the mid 60s sometime.
But you can't cannot go into the Federal Reserve or Fort Knox or whatever, hand over some Federal Reserve notes and get anything for them. So even if there is gold or silver in Fort Knox, there's no way you and I can get our hands on it. We have no claim to it at all.
Well,
so it's really irrelevant.
If nothing else, to know that there is some stacks of gold there would be very encouraging. It would say, well, you know, perhaps down the road we'll be basing our system again on commodities and in due diligence in terms of labor, that people go out and the laziness that seems to be in the working world today is just atrocious, but people need to go out and produce and put together a livelihood.
I like your optimism, and if they could really turn things around financially, that would be great. I'm sure Ron Paul could propose a reasonable plan to make that happen, but nobody's listening to Ron Paul, and it's more likely the financial system. Yeah, it's more likely the financial system will implode, and then, then Fort Knox is again not going to be an issue at that point. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. We continue here, and we talk to let's go to Mac in Georgia. Mac, you are on Free Talk Live.
On, guys.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Taxi cabs and the city council.
What about the city council?
The city council, well, long story short, a couple months ago, they put in this taxi cab ordinance. Saying that they had to change some of the rates and they're making us wear uniforms and among other stuff. Most of it's illegal because we don't work for the city, we work for private contractors.
Mm-hmm.
For companies that, you know, operate cab companies better than I can.
So they're forcing you as a taxi cab driver to wear a uniform?
Yeah.
We'll come back with you. Hang on, Mac. We're going to come back in hour three. Take your calls as well. Bunch of people on the lines. If you're hanging on, we will get to you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.